All right, I'm back on the road here, driving down the highway, literally podcasting. I'm J.R. Diggs on the highway on my way to pick up this week's guest, the Dirty Nail. Almost at my destination this week. I am in the van, driving the van. Second week in a row on my own. I've got a microphone set up kind of on the console to my right in my old Ford Econoline van. Pretty sweet console. There's places for cassette decks or cards maybe. This van is 1990, so maybe, you know, playing cards was a big deal. Or cigarette packages, or what? Maybe that's a new game we can do on the podcast here and figure out if you can guess what these little slots are. Not who the slots are. That's a podcast for a much later date when I'm getting more desperate and want to be salacious and provocative. Right now, it's just a good old-fashioned podcast. and it'd be great to hear from you guys to see how it's going, because I'm just trying to figure all this out. Right now, for example, I don't even know if this microphone, I'm both hands on the wheel, just so everybody knows and realizes how safe I'm being with a microphone I stuck onto my chest, another one to my right. And like I said, I'm on my own again this week, because it's kind of a last minute idea I had to, or not idea, opportunity to track down another guest to get in the van. It's Dirty Nail, a really popular young band, and I know these guys, so that's how this kind of came together. So it's gonna be fun, I hope. And we'll get a musical performance. I got one from Jim Cuddy last week, finally. Tracked him down. I was determined to make that happen, and that worked out. And I realized there were some definite audio issues that I'm going to have to figure out. But I shouldn't ramble on forever about that. What I should do maybe is pull over and properly set up a microphone to continue this podcast this week. Just wanted to let you guys know you know, where I'm going and what I'm doing, and if you want to keep listening now, then because you know what's going on. I'm focused. See, it's tough to focus on too many things here, and let's be safe, and I should pull over and just give me a second here to find a nice, safe little place to set up these microphones and switch the... Well, just give me a second here. I'm obviously not as focused as I need to be. I should open the doors. Okay, so I'm now setting up in the back of the van here. Pulled over, but there's a traffic noise that I'm worried that you might be hearing. I'm gonna shut the van doors completely. And then plop my ass back here in the back for this podcast to continue, because now I've set the microphone up. I don't want to make this every week now seem like it's just a big audio test instead of an actual podcast, but it is kind of like the reality of what I'm doing, and I suppose I just feel like I need to share that with you guys listening, so that in 2 months when this is all better and like the kind of podcast that you enjoy listening to, not that you don't enjoy this, I hope some people do. I'm getting some tweets and Instagram likes, and Facebook still seems to be way more popular for me than those other social media formats. Are they formats? There's nobody to talk to or ask questions to or interact with right now because I'm out here on the road this week again by myself. The guys from back in the studio there, Jordan and Adam, well, they have actual lives. And it's not like anybody gets paid any real money to do this podcast. And so they couldn't make my last minute invitation or request, was it, to come and help me figure this all out. But I did get to borrow a microphone from them. So it should sound a little bit better this week. And I'm talking into it right now in the back of the van. And it's cozy back here and really dead sounding. So I think it is going to sound a little bit better, but it's going to get hot if I leave these doors shut. But maybe I'm going to open them again. Let me just, hopefully this doesn't sound too bad. I'll speak right into the microphone. It's just so bloody hot. Nobody wants to hear me sweating profusely in the back of this van, especially because I'm on my way to pick up a guest again this week for an interview and a performance, another music act. It just seems like it's easier to track down bands than like celebrities or other type folks, comics even, or actors to interview and have as guests on the podcast because bands are touring and there's festivals going on and they're generally just more accessible or more willing to jump in a van, that's for sure. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's simply that. They're accustomed to van travel, and they're not intimidated or freaked out by the fact that I want to trap them in this little cozy podcast studio, I call it. That's what I say when I contact their publicists and their people generally. It's a mobile studio. I used to shoot my damn TV show from here. So, and I always send them a George Clooney like promo, him and I talking about my van. I always send that to publicists to try to trick them into thinking this is a big deal, that I used to have a career and stuff like that and interview and talk to famous people and was nominated for awards and shit. And so that makes the publicist then think, yeah, this guy is like he's not just some guy, creepy guy in a van, which is really, I guess, what I've turned into, just a creepy guy in a van. And now doing my podcast. So I will end up probably looking for some other type of guests. I'm happy to get your suggestions. But right now it has been all music acts so far. Because again, it's whatever's easiest is what you're going to get from me each week. That's what you're going to get from me in life too, personally, if you guys want to get involved with me in any way. Whatever is easiest is the simplest, the most basic stuff is what you're going to get from me. That's who I am. And I'm also getting fatter because I've been eating pizza again. See what I did? It's so weird just to talk to this mic. I got to get used to just speaking to the microphone and imagine people listening, I suppose, because having nobody to talk to and just sitting here in the back of my van, unless somebody walks by, but I'm not really parked in a spot where that could happen. So otherwise, I would just grab somebody and stick them in the back here with me and pretend like they're like my co-host on the road. And so anyways, Pizza, thank you very much for sponsoring the podcast. You were my very first sponsor on my television show way back, a decade and a half ago. Never from in the van, though, because that happened later. But glad to have Pizza on board again, giving me free pizza. I should give some of that out, too, create some games on the podcast here, and it could win free pizza. I should talk to them about that. Because we all love pizza, and I've got it, lots of it. And they're sponsoring the podcast in the van and on the road. Maybe I just changed the name of the podcast. On my way to pick up this week's guest, a music act, and we're going to be getting a performance. I'm almost positive I can do that. See, I used last week's success of getting Jim Cuddy in the van, which took a couple attempts. I had to really track him down. First one didn't go so well. I mean, it went great, but he didn't have a lot of time. And then I tracked him down again at another place he was performing because I really wanted some sort of performance, because I just want to have some goals or expectations, or for you to have expectations of me and this podcast. And I think it's kind of cool to pick up a guitar and play in the back of the van, and just it sounds like what it sounds like. Dirty Nail is more of, I don't know, I guess I'll talk to them about who they are and what they are, but I'd say they're having success and they're on tour, kind of being billed as, or having success in like pop punk. I don't know, maybe that offends them if I say that. I don't even know what that is anymore. But I guarantee you they're not an acoustic act, and they're not a band that picks up guitars or the little Casio keyboard that I've got back there or anything like that and performs. So this will be hopefully a unique and different listening experience for any of you Dirty Nail fans. And I know they're good dudes. So let me get back in the driver's seat and on my way to pick them up. And with a little bit of editing, that's exactly who and what you're going to be hearing next in the van. Oh, yeah. Everybody, look who's jumping in the van. It's Dirty Nail.
Whoa.
Well, not collectively, that's who you guys are. Luke.
Hey, buddy. I'm Dave.
I'm Kyle.
Dave and Kyle, and they are the band The Dirty Nail. And we're going to have a little chat, right, about music and rock and roll and the band and your love affairs and your toiling with drug and your sex addiction.
You got us all right.
Yes, you've done research. I know the band.
You said we weren't going
to
talk about
it. You've got to do a different, like, I try to change it up, my old look, right, to get into the vibe. Do you think that I'm fitting? I think I fit.
You're
right?
Fit.
I thought a trucker hat and the stripes.
You need to turn
a little bit more?
Yeah. Kutcher.
All right.
Kutcher. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying I'm getting old, but clearly I'm
Have you ever considered a do-rag?
What?
A do-rag.
Oh, what did you say to me? What did you call me? Young man, what did you call me? What is a do-rag?
You know, like the bandanas over your head.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't like this look to interview the band? Do you think this is a bad look? I tried
to,
I wanted to get into the theme of the band, right?
Yeah. You nailed
it. What is is there a theme? Is there a personality to the van? Have I captured a little bit of it?
Am
I?
Captured it, like.
Yeah. Have I?
Yeah. Like grunge bullies, I like it.
What is bullies? Grunge bullies? This shirt is bullies?
I don't know, for some reason it just reminds me of like middle school bullies.
Yeah, like it feels
it's a good
like
shirt.
I want to have a discussion with you guys, talk about rock and roll and the band, but I also wanted to dive right into the feel of everything. And I think I've captured it. Yeah, on your level.
I can relate to this.
Yeah.
I can relate to this.
If I showed up in my suit.
He looks like me. He looks like a kid I know. Like someone I hang out with.
Right.
So, I want to talk to this guy. Let's see all
that. Yeah. You figured it all out. Damn. Yeah.
Wait. There we go.
All right. So, guys.
Complete.
Let's talk.
I've known
let's
you rap. All our lives. Let's rap.
Yeah. Let's have a little rap, fellas. Rap.
Spits
and
rhymes.
Talk about the music. The camera guy is getting he knows that this is what we're about
it's
to ask
intense.
Some serious questions. But seriously, though, how's it going?
It's
you guys
great.
Are turning into rock stars.
No.
Yeah, a little bit. The buzz is happening. It's growing. It is.
We're not death throes.
Huh?
You know.
Yeah.
Only in your eyes, JR.
No, but in it definitely in my eyes, or I wouldn't have invited you in the van. Not everybody actually a lot of people jump in the van. We don't shoot footage of all the people that jump in the van, though, as I'm traveling from town to town here. But happy to have you guys here. It's going good, though, right? The band is starting
to... It's great. We're having a great time, that's what we can say.
Yeah, because I think that's the appeal to the band, is your fun band, right?
Yeah,
people good party times. Band? Would you say party band?
I don't know. Oh, sure.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, I don't you know.
Call we are. Call we are that. Beer. We are beer.
People are drunk at some of your shows. I know this. Yeah. I've been to a couple shows. Yes. I haven't been drunk, but I've seen people drunk.
Then you haven't been there.
Yeah. Okay, you caught me. Okay, you caught me again. I better. Yeah.
Starts and stripes over.
Yeah. See if you can earn back a little more too.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's what we can figure out. My
so we're working the band, back to center here,
depending on how the hat is looking. But it's a fun. You guys are fun to go see live, right?
Yeah, we have fun.
People
when we play.
Think so.
Yeah, we're gonna play. You're gonna play a little tune in a little bit here. I'm gonna ask you to anyway. I guess I just did, right?
Yes.
At gunpoint, you already did.
Yeah, yeah.
We only got in here because you drew a gun on us.
Yeah. But I could have drawn something else on you, and that'd have been a whole other show. It would have been weird and creepy, and, you know.
It is
something you can only find in the black market.
How old are you guys?
Call 911.
How old are you guys? Are you young? Are you old?
Oh, we're all in our 20s, like early 20s.
What happens when you get into your 30s? Do you just start doing what I'm doing and get desperate and just
I'm probably going to buy a van.
Yeah. But have you been playing one of those things for your entire lives, music all together? That's a good question.
Well, we've been playing a long time. Together.
Occasionally, I come up with a good question. So it's a pretty long time.
Yeah.
And so it's starting to blow up now, but I think a lot of people think that these bands come out of nowhere, but that's not true, right? You've been working pretty hard at it.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
It's like, we were really young when we started, so it takes you a bit of time to get old enough to...
Yeah.
Yeah. We had braces.
I mean, like, did you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are there pictures?
Oh, I think so, for sure. Yeah.
Somewhere.
It would be awesome.
Not on the internet.
You should still have braces. You should make them. Like, yeah, just
while my crow's feet come in with these braces. Yeah.
Hang on, straight ass play.
Yeah, ready for some rock and roll?
I have the straightest fucking teeth when I'm 60 years old.
That would be a good thing, right? Yeah, that's how I fit into the band.
Curly whites.
We all just start. You guys, we're playing a show tonight.
Young people are coming out to see the shows, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that's the vibe, right? It's this. How would you describe the band, though? How would you like people to describe it?
What did we say that one time?
Yeah.
Electric something poop rocket.
Yeah, poop rocket?
Yeah, sure.
I like that. Electric poop rocket. But it's definitely like there's a pop punk fun party vibe to the band.
Well,
did we cover everything there?
We just kind of play a lot of covers and stuff in the basement because it's just fun and stuff.
Yeah.
And we like writing melodies and stuff, so
right.
It's fun that people can kind of latch onto the band from that point of view. But we don't really strive to do anything like that. Like it just kind of keeps going and going.
Yeah, you're writing constantly, or you?
Yeah, pretty much.
You definitely have a couple hits, right? People are calling them hits.
We have one to two songs.
Yeah, but
and a half maybe.
It's nice to have that though, right? Is there always that song that everybody's dying to hear? Are you already getting that a little
bit?
We
have a few songs that people like to hear, which is great, and we like playing them. So
don't tell me you're tired of playing them already. So, what's the goal? You're just playing, and people are coming out.
Well,
we're on the cutting. I'm on the cutting edge here, aren't I?
Yeah, you're delving into some serious inner politics here. I mean, it's strategic.
Yeah. Is it?
Okay. We'll leave it at that. That's
like
that.
Red
That's
Alert,
full, like,
the game.
Yeah.
You play that?
Yeah, no.
It's like that.
What is the Red Alert? Have you played it?
It's like StarCraft.
I played Red Alert.
Yeah?
It's like you build stuff and then you
the
fight.
The first one.
I've played Monopoly. You guys ever played Monopoly?
Monopoly.
You hate it?
I hate all board games.
You do? What's your favorite board game?
My favorite board game?
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough question.
What?
I don't know. Trivial Pursuit?
Really?
Yeah.
What's a favorite board game?
I would actually have to go with... What's the mousetrap?
Oh yeah, mousetrap.
Right. I thought you were gonna say snakes and ladders.
You never had all the fucking pieces.
No,
you could never.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like the army man
really
was missing.
Yeah,
it was borrowed
it really...
for something else, or the net was used.
Yeah.
Some...
And the little trap never worked that well.
Trap.
Favorite board game?
I once had this board game called IQ 2000 Rock Trivia.
Really?
I got it like. From like the Goodwill, so like half of the pieces were missing.
Yeah.
So I used like pieces from other board games, and when I bought it, I was like, "This is gonna be sweet. I'm gonna know all these answers." And then, like, being like a 15-year-old kid, I didn't really know who like Men at Work were.
Right.
And there was like,
do you know who Men at Work are?
There was like a whole section just on Men at Work.
Right.
So I actually was pretty bad at that game.
Yeah.
Men at Work.
You don't know who Men at
Safety
Work are.
Safety Dance.
Oh, nope. Fuck.
That's not
no.
Metal
Wait, no, no, they're that's the Down Under.
That's Metal Hats.
They're Down Under.
Come from a land down under. Yeah. Right. I know that fucking song.
I got them confused.
Yeah, any other notable tracks?
Yeah, there's a couple, right? Man at Work has a couple, too.
Was that record Cargo?
Yeah.
Cargo is an album.
See? You're good at the game now.
Now I would kill IQ.
Man at Work, my favorite band.
Who is your favorite band?
Oh, I don't know. Probably Led Zeppelin.
Really? Favorite band, quick?
Probably The Replacements.
Okay.
Probably like, you know...
Justin Bieber's
like Hot Snakes, maybe.
Wow, yeah. Hot Snakes. See that answer?
Yeah.
That was better than your answer. Favorite sandwich?
A grilled cheese.
Quickly.
A Reuben.
A Reuben.
Pulled pork.
Pulled pork. Wow. How come pulled pork?
It's just pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
And soup? Do you guys like soup?
Italian
wedding vegetable, yeah.
I don't eat soup.
You don't like soup at all?
Butternut squash.
Really? Yeah. Do you really like it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Can I change my answer?
Yes, yes.
I'm gonna go with cream mushroom, a really hearty one.
With crackers or no crackers?
Of course, you gotta have the crackers.
Okay. Do you have a specific cracker you like with your soup?
Premium Plus all the way.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's the only cracker.
Yeah, like yeah. It is the
as
only
cracker.
As far
as I'm concerned, no, they're toppables.
Toppables are almost
toppables are really good.
Undefeatable. Yeah.
That's kind of like a special occasion.
But they're not,
occasion.
Yeah, they're you like, can't you can just eat toppables and not care.
Do you guys think ever about getting mustaches and have the whole
thing? I can't grow
mustaches?
Facial. I can't.
So. Me neither.
I can't grow it. It's okay. I have my own thing going on. Yeah.
I know. I'm like literally 62 years old. It feels like, and I can't still
grow
a beard.
I can grow a sweet neck beard if I try.
You can. If do you ever try? Because it's so popular to do. Isn't that a drag that when it was really, really popular to
the
have
neck
have
beard?
One? Yeah. Well, just facial hair in general.
Back when you I can was,
just grow. You're growing it as you. David's like thinking about it, and it's growing. It's just growing
he
right there.
He forced it.
If you, if we all just shut up right now, you can hear it growing.
Yeah. Yeah.
We straight up one time.
Yeah, you ruined it. Look
I'm
at that. I had written questions, but it seems more fun to do this, eh? Do you think growing up in Hamilton, you grew up in Hamilton, affects the style of music you play and opposite Toronto bands? We don't care. I don't like that question. Sorry, Jason. You guys have been it says here in my notes that they gave me, you guys have been described as MC5 mixed with Weezer. What do you think of that comparison, fellas?
Very generous comparison.
It's a pretty...
Yeah, is it generous? Right.
I'll take it.
Who do you like better, Weezer or
The MC5?
Yeah.
I'll take Kick Out the Jams.
Yeah?
Over... Well, Pinkerton's incredible, but...
It's fun to be compared to bands, right? Some bands, they don't like when they're compared to other bands. Yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about? If they...
I don't really care who you say. Unless, like, some hit close to home.
Yeah.
But usually the people that say them are really drunk and haven't really heard your band that much.
I'm not
really offended by it.
It's like it being compared to ex-boyfriends. Do you like that ever? Do you guys have girlfriends?
No.
Anybody gay in the band before I talk about girls?
It was the terseness.
Yeah, but no, I just wanted to, if you're, you know, I just want to not say
girls. I'm not saying Kyle is gay.
Yeah.
But if any of you are gay.
Yeah, but yeah. I will say this about you, Kyle. He's the worst basketball player I heard in the entire planet. Do you guys play sports at all? Kyle is I wish we had a basketball. The worst. No,
pretty
not even
basketball.
In a fun way. I'm not trying to make fun here.
You know, like...
Anybody you want to know something about Kyle?
The
one thing you want to know...
Serious moment.
The guy that you're like that you invite out because your friend invites him out, and then he gets on your team, this is the guy you do not want on your team. You're horrible.
I'm like Philip Seymour Hoffman in Along Came Polly.
Yeah, right.
Rain dance.
Horrible. But you don't mind being horribly unathletic, right?
It's unathletic.
No, you're
hockey and soccer.
Really? Are you athletic at all?
Not really, no.
No, so the same? Same. No. So that's maybe why you guys turned to music, because you are...
Sports?
Because I'm kind of jocular and musically inclined.
You're double threat.
Yeah, I'm a double, or probably triple, if I can think of a third one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like being compared by your, if you have a girlfriend now,
No.
Do you have a girlfriend now?
Nope.
Girlfriend?
Yep.
Do you like if she compares you to ex-boyfriends or other boyfriends ever? Or does that ever happen?
It's never really happened.
No. That's good, right?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
You do wouldn't mind it? I am very sensitive.
Holy shit, you're so much better than this last guy.
Right.
He really sucked.
But that seems like a lie when they say that, though.
Yeah, but it feels good.
It does? You just accept it anyways?
I say, like, thanks, baby.
So you're just out on the... Will girls come up to you after show and want to do things to you after the show? Does that happen?
And pass that one along to Kyle.
I hope Kyle can be heard here because I think so. I don't like the way his mic is set up.
Nobody even plugged my mic in.
Yeah.
I just
want
to pick
this one up. Is this even a microphone? Really.
No. Does that not happen in rock and roll anymore? Like, because I'm getting into rock. I want to.
Next
into,
question.
Who would have the most, if somebody was the most described as a sex addict in the band, who would it be? you're happy to wear that badge of honor.
Okay, no, move to like, the, let's, can we just move to the
no,
next
No, no, I don't think we can. Everyone, why, are you like the guy who's
don't
attacking
cut, don't
all
cut
the
this.
Sex?
Don't cut this.
I'm not cutting this. Even. Remember I said that we can talk about stuff lie. And it doesn't have to be aired. Forget, this is going to be aired regardless if you like it or not. Right. But you like sex, is what you're saying. A lot. More than the other guys in the band.
Maybe, I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah, but everybody else agrees that, yeah, you wouldn't know. But the reputation when you guys are driving around in your van is like if somebody's going to have sex tonight, we know who it's going to be. Is that an agreement?
Sure.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Hey, Mom! Yeah.
I just had to create at least some... it's not a good interview without at least one little moment of awkwardness. Right?
I kind of hope that you don't cut that out. That's
oh, no, we can't. The whole thing I said to you guys, well, don't worry.
That's all bullshit.
It is all bullshit. Everything gets aired.
All right.
And you guys have no say because it's already on videotape, right?
You're fucked.
Yeah. You guys are all pretty thin. Are you staying in shape? I noticed that. I've been trying to get into shape so I can stay thin. Do you think that's important? A style, a look?
It's
the thinness?
It's not so much the look. There was like a good like 6 months where I was like, I got a girlfriend, I'm gonna get really fat now.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
she don't mind.
Eating lots of cheese, eating lots of beef, like eating lots of pork.
The good stuff.
And, like the good stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like I packed it on a little bit.
And then she
like,
started.
And then I went to play a show.
Uh huh.
And I was like, whoa.
Oh.
This ain't so hot.
Yeah. Like, right. Okay, so. Enough of the
That's it?
Because we're gonna you guys are gonna stick around will you do
we're
a little performance?
Yeah, we'll do
You will? It's from right here in the van playing a little tune with get some guitars and some instruments.
Yes.
And then does somebody wanna sit here then if just kind of like near his guitar.
Oh okay, yeah that works. Yeah, give him your
okay. You got something you need?
Can I actually maybe have that tambourine?
I love these guys, and it's an impromptu performance from right here in the van by the Dirty Nil, right? Okay, hope you enjoy this.
All right, let's just start from that verse. I
right here in the van. Thanks, fellas. That was so amazing. Thanks. Sounded good. Because this isn't right. kind of something that you do all the time.
No, the old acoustic thing.
Do. Yeah, never do it. So that sounded great. I really appreciate it.
Cool.
Okay. Want to say goodbye to anybody before?
Not a person.
Okay. See you guys. Thanks, guys. That was a lot of fun. Awesome. Dirty Nail. Yeah, just hop out. I'm going to keep podcasting here on my own here. See you, fellas. Thanks again. Good bunch of guys in the van, the Dirty Nail, and now there they go, and here I am, all on my own again. Let me rejig the microphones. One sec here, and this one's still set up. All right, so that was fun to have the guys. The band Dirty Nail in the van talked about soup and crackers and, you know, all the important things everybody wants to know about young people in rock and roll. But the performance was outstanding and really unique, I think. So that was very much appreciated. Thanks to Dirty Nail for taking the time to do that. And that is the podcast. Week after week, I'm going to be traveling around and trying to find people to interview and talk to and chat with. And the experience for me so far is, after a couple of weeks of doing this now and not being in the studio, has been fun. Lonely at times like this, I suppose, when you're just parked and you're sitting all alone in a van. But I'm imagining the few of you people listening, and maybe you're sharing this podcast. So every week there'll be more, and before I know it, there'll be a van full of people in my mind right here listening to me, and we can all chat and learn about some folks and maybe even have a laugh. Imagine that. I should thank Pizza Pizza for helping me to keep this little show on the road in a new form on the internet and in the world of podcasting. Your pizza tastes great, Pizza Pizza. I'm going to wrap up here for this week's podcast and head straight to the closest Pizza Pizza. There's probably one around here in the next town, I'm sure. They're everywhere, aren't they? We love the Pizza Pizza, and you can find a Pizza Pizza anywhere. You can eat it and smell it and share it with your friends. Share this podcast with your friends. Why not? Because this one's done now. All right, so I guess what I do now is close up the doors of the van here, shut this microphone off, get in the front seat, in the driver's seat, turn this microphone on so that it's clear and you can hear me as I wrap up, say goodbye, and I'm going to just turn the engine on. Van's still running pretty good. That's good to know. Got the closing music here on cassette. There it is. And that tells you guys the podcast really is over. Thanks so much to Jordan and Adam. Even though they're not here with me this week, they are absolutely with me in spirit and via text, just to check in with me. So I appreciate that too. Go ahead, check in with me as well if you want, guys, on social media. I'll let you know who's on the podcast next week. I don't know from where or with who, but hopefully with you. Wow, how'd you like that as a wrap up? Goodbye.